This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello, I'm Jared Ahrens with this 10 News update. Two people face attempted murder and hate crime charges after stabbing a black teenager in Lakeside. Police say they stabbed the girl while taunting her with racial slurs. After police announced the arrest of a second suspect, people marched through the city to show their support for the victim. Cyclists and pedestrians now have a safer way to get through the North Park and City Heights neighborhood. Sandag opened a new 3.1-mile Landis bikeway this weekend. The project cost nearly $9 million. It was funded by the regional half-cent sales tax for transportation. The path includes bike lanes and some traffic calming features to make the commute safer. Sandag has now opened 11 miles of new bikeways this year. They expect to build 11 more miles before the end of 2022. Earth Week is over, but you can still learn how to help the environment this morning at Earth Fair in Balboa Park. Organizers say it's the largest free environmental fair in the world. Today's event will feature hundreds of exhibits that focus on sustainability and a cleaner environment. And yes, there will also be food and entertainment. Earth Fair runs from 10 to 5. Megan Perry is here now with a look at the forecast. Megan?
It is going to be a warmer one today. Temperatures are going to be trending anywhere from 8 to 13 degrees warmer than yesterday. That means mid-70s to mid-80s for most of the county. Yesterday, we were in the 60s and 70s. Not too much change along our mountain or desert areas. We'll be in the 60s in the mountains, near 90 in our desert communities. Weak to mild Santa Ana flow is going to be the trend as we head into today and tomorrow. Northeasterly winds anywhere from 15 to 35 miles per hour. In the inland and the mountain areas, the heat peaks tomorrow 10 to 15 degrees above normal. Cooling begins on Tuesday. Jared?
Thank you, Megan. For the latest news, weather, traffic, and all the other information you need, go to 10news.com or you can download our free 10 News app in the App Store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Jared Ahrens.